Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington was born in Washington, D.C. in 1899. Duke Ellington was one of the most influential musicians, or people in general, of the 20th century. Ellington was worldwide, and he was considered the greatest jazz musician of his time. Ellington had a huge influence on Americans, and he especially inspired the African-American population of the United States. He was born into a middle-class family during an extremely difficult time in America for black people. Jim Crow laws created widespread segregation in the country. Having grandparents who were enslaved and being black himself made Ellington's childhood much harder than it should have been. Duke's parents, James and Daisy Ellington, were both pianists. Naturally, Duke began taking piano lessons at age 7. He was taught by Miss Marietta Harvey Klingscales. Although playing the piano was Duke's destiny, he had other interests in mind as a child. Duke loved baseball and dreamt of becoming a professional baseball player. Duke's first job was working as a peanut vendor at the Washington Senators games. It wasn't until Duke was 14 he began falling in love with the piano. He started sneaking into Frank Holiday's pool room, where he would listen to ragtime jazz by Harvey Brooks, Doc Perry, and more. Ellington loved ragtime because of the freedom one had when playing. He was in awe watching Brooks and Perry fly their fingers up and down the keyboard. One year later, Duke wrote his first composition, Soda Fountain Rag. He wrote this piece solely off his listening and playing by ear. Doc Perry would eventually teach Duke how to read sheet music, and Ellington ran away with this new skill and became an icon. Duke Ellington was truly a hero when it came to fighting racism in the 20th century. Ellington uses music to display black excellence, to combat negativity and racism. Ellington wrote songs like Jump for Joy, which stood up for black music that was unrightfully stolen by white composers. Ellington composed a jazz symphony in 1943 called Black, Brown, and Beige. Black, Brown, and Beige was a three-section piece with a total of 16 parts. This symphony was made to depict black history in the United States. Black was supposed to represent enslavement and the lives of the enslaved. Brown was about African Americans fighting in wars. Last, Beige was about the current state of black America. Part 4 of Black, Brown, and Beige, also known as Come Sunday, is an example of how moving Ellington's music was. In this song, there's Duke's piano and the rest of his orchestra playing behind the voice of Mahalia Jackson. Jackson voices her prayers for her people. She says, God above, please look down and see my people through. She is talking about slavery and racism in the United States. She wants help for black people in America. Duke Ellington's piano is very soft through this part, but it begins to pick up and get louder right after See My People Through. In this song, Duke has a minimalistic playing style, but it fits very well with the song. It is a song about praying for the end of this terrible discrimination and treatment of African Americans.
Up from down till
line is about the hard work and how Sunday is the end. But in actuality, there is actually always another week, and always more time and suffering. Ellington's piano creates the mood for the song, and helps the listener captivate the feelings and emotions of the piece. In a Sentimental Mood by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane is a classic. Two jazz legends, Ellington and Coltrane, team up to create one of the greatest jazz pieces ever. Each of their talents play off of each other so fluently. Ellington has a repetition of a similar rhythm over the first 2 minutes of the song, and Coltrane's saxophone has a very pleasing melody. The smooth saxophone, gentle piano, and the essential bass and drums create an addicting tune and creates a mood. After about 2 minutes of the song, the drums become more involved, and the song becomes more upbeat and begins a more freelance style of play. Although Coltrane's saxophone is still the lead, I would say Ellington's piano begins to take over a little bit at this point. Ellington's soft touch of the keys in this excerpt helped the listener feel the song and the emotions that go with it. This song was released in 1935, during the Great Depression. By 1935, 90% of the artists in the recording industry had fallen off the map. Ellington stayed alive, as he was the biggest of anyone in jazz. Although Ellington had huge success, his only supporters in the United States were African American. He also had a huge foreign fan base in Europe, and he would actually end up going on a European tour in 1939. Next, a word from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Dat Dog. If you're ever feeling hungry, keep Dat Dog in mind. We have a wide variety of hot dogs, fries, and more. Come stop by Dat Dog on Ferret or Magazine Street in New Orleans. With a beautiful outdoor seating, amazing hot dogs, and flavorful fries, you will not be disappointed. Thank you to our sponsor, Dat Dog. Let's get back to the podcast. A modern artist that Duke Ellington reminds me of is Kendrick Lamar. Both artists are considered some of the greatest artists in their respective genres and eras. Like Ellington, Kendrick Lamar's songs are about equality. In Kendrick Lamar's 2015 single, All Right, he raps about how things will get better despite the current racial struggles. He specifically touches on police brutality and institutionalized racism. He says,
"And we hate po-po when they kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Lamar expresses his feelings toward the police, but also his optimism that things will get better. This is similar to the ideas expressed in Ellington and Mahalia Jackson's Come Sunday. Both songs are saying that things will get better and there needs to be change. In an interview with Ebony, Lamar said, "We're brainwashed. I don't know what happened, but colorism is not a good thing. Especially when you're black. We look so much on color that we forget about the soul. Color don't tell if people black, it's the soul." In our lives, others have influenced us to create stereotypes, and how people overlook the true soul of a human being. Ellington grew up in Washington, D.C., which had the highest percentage of black people of any city in 1900. He had to go through so much trouble with Jim Crow laws and struggled to make it. His path was obstructed by those who were brainwashed and could not see past the color of your skin. This leads to why Duke Ellington's life relates to the play by Leroy Jones. A quote from Lula saying, "Why are you wearing a jacket and tie like that? Did your people ever burn witches or start revolutions over the price of tea? Boy, those narrow shoulder clothes come from a tradition you ought to feel oppressed by." This quote is an example of brainwashed people who can't see past the color of their skin. She judged Clay, and just like Clay, Duke Ellington was a black man who wore jackets and ties. Later, Clay responded to Lula's comments with, "You don't know anything except what's there for you to see. An act, lies, device, not the pure heart, the pumping black heart." People like Lula could not see the pumping black heart on the inside of those clothes. Lula had horrible intentions, and she ended up completing her goal of murdering Clay. Maybe not to this extent, but these were the type of people Duke Ellington had to deal with growing up. Duke Ellington was one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, an American legend. Music would not be where it is today without the foundation set by Duke Ellington. He was an amazing piano player, a great performer, and an inspiring American.